Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Maneja Wafik is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's from Afghanistan. She is a small business owner, just like you and me, but she's also a leader of the Peace Through Business program in Afghanistan, the Afghanistan division of Peace Through Business that was founded by our friend Terry Neese to help women entrepreneurs around the world, especially in third world countries, gain some confidence, gain some knowledge, gain some education, some training, some mentoring to help them be able to run their businesses and feed their families and earn a living, just like you and I do, run our businesses. But in these countries, it's not like being an American business. It's a lot tougher, and no tougher probably anywhere than it is in Afghanistan. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of Maneja and Freshta, the lady I interviewed last year on the show, and the challenges that they have being business owners. Maneja, thank you again for staying with me. Thanks for being on my show. I'm so proud of your leadership. I'm so proud of your courage. I'm proud of what you're doing over there in Afghanistan. I'm proud that you're mentoring, you're demonstrating leadership for other women. I know you're an inspiration to them, and I want to say thank you for your courage and for your leadership.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my commitment to do that.
So I want you to tell us a little bit about the kinds of businesses that the women are starting. Freshta, who was on the show last year, and I wrote an article. By the way, folks, go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and type in Freshta. You can type in Afghanistan, but scroll down to the article that I wrote about this, and listen to the interviews that I did with Freshta last year. Freshta is in the printing business. You're in the clothing business, right, Maneja?
Yes, yes.
What about some of the other businesses?
We have nowadays construction, which is, again, a very male-dominated area in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We have women in restaurants and guest houses, mm-hmm. which is, we didn't have one earlier, but nowadays even we have, we had one woman in our Peace Through Business program from a very far village, which is called Bande Amir, and it's a tourist point, very highly tourist point, and you might want to Google it, Bande Amir. It's B-A-N-D-E, Amir is A-M-I-R. It's in Bamyan mm-hmm. province. So in Bamyan, yes. We found her and we encouraged her to come to the in-country class, and we weren't able to get visa for her, which was so unfortunate.
Right.
I'm proud to bring all the women and see how even in the villages women are trying to do something different.
That is such good news. But I've got to ask you, Maneja, the one of the things Freshta ran up against was she's in a male-dominated industry. The construction lady, the lady in the construction business, she's in a male-dominated industry. The men in Afghanistan don't take that too kindly, do they?
They do, because sometimes what they think that it's a privilege to be a woman, and they might get the contracts from them. So that's why they kind of start unhealthy competition. And
yeah, so they think that the woman-owned business is a threat to them, ladies and gentlemen, and they actually sabotage the women's businesses. Freshta's business has been sabotaged more than once, including bribing her own employees. But I'm going to ask you a question about this. She told us about this last year. She reported this on the show. Maneja, what about the Taliban? Are they in any way involved in your in your efforts? Are they, when America pulls our troops out over there, how will the Taliban treat you? How will they, are they going to be part of the problem over there?
Taliban story. They might be involved, but actually, I don't consider them Taliban. They are some fundamentalists who still do not see that it's good for women to go out and get education and do business and be in public. But also, these fundamentalists are connected to Pakistan. And so this is kind of Pakistan's strategy to keep Afghanistan busy in war and in undevelopment and in keep them uneducated, the whole population, but then especially women, because it's easy to tell people in Afghanistan that you should not train, or you should not allow your woman to go and get education. And this way, half of the population remains uneducated and inactive, and population in Afghanistan remains undeveloped. So this is a very good strategy.
Maniza, I have to go, and I just want to say again how proud I am of you, and please continue to do the great job you're doing. Give my best to all the ladies there. Tell them how proud we are of them here in America, and good luck to you in the future, and please stay safe.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very courageous lady, Maniza Wafik from Afghanistan. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.